It is your KORN News Radio Sports for Monday, January 26th. I'm Sports Director Travis Krenz. We have coverage tomorrow night of Mitchell Colonel Basketball on KORN. Colonels face the Huron Tigers at the Pentagon in Sioux Falls, part of the Throwback Classic. Girls game starts at 6, followed by the boys at 7:30. Our coverage starts at 5 o'clock tomorrow with our corner booth pregame show. Also, over the weekend, USD women's basketball would lose in Fargo to a North Dakota State Saturday, 79-56. With that win, the Bison women improved to 18-2 on the season, and they stay undefeated in Summit League play at 7-0. Jenna Hopp and Angelina Robles would lead the Coyotes with 12 points apiece. USD women host St. Thomas this week on Wednesday night at 7 o'clock. USD men, they would also lose over the weekend, dropping a 90-78 home game to St. Thomas on Saturday. Coyotes actually led by 2 at the half, but they were outscored 53-39 in the second half. Jordan Crawford led USD with 22 points. It's his third straight game with at least 20. Coyote men back at home this week, hosting Oral Roberts on Thursday night at 7 p.m. Couple high school basketball games here tonight. Pretty good matchups in Class A and Class B. Girls games tonight. Number 2, Lennox, will be at number 3, Hamlin. Number 9, Corsica Stickney hosting Bridgewater Emory. Canastota on the road at number 4, Ethan. And Platte Geddes girls hosting Andy Central Dakota Christian. Boys basketball tonight. So number 3, Harrisburg on the road at Jefferson. Number 6, Hamlin hosting number 9, Lennox. Ethan versus Canastota, and Andy Central Dakota Christian at Platte Geddes. Super Bowl 60 is set. It'll be Seattle versus New England, a rematch from 11 years ago. Seattle's defense would come up with a late fourth down stop in the fourth quarter as the Seahawks beat the LA Rams 31-27 in the NFC Championship game. Sam Darnold threw for 3 touchdowns, go to his first Super Bowl. Seattle, led by second-year head coach Mike McDonald, leading the Seahawks to their fourth Super Bowl in franchise history. In the loss, Matthew Stafford, he threw for 3 touchdowns and 374 yards for L.A. And it was a different type of game in Denver with snow flurries late in that one. The New England Patriots advanced to their 12th Super Bowl, defeating Denver 10-7 in the AFC title game. New England's Christian Gonzalez would pretty much seal it with an interception of quarterback Jared Stidham with the 2:11 left at the New England 36-yard line. First time ever the Patriots have won a playoff game in Denver. New England quarterback Drake May scored the only touchdown for the Patriots on a 6-yard run. New England now becomes just the 3rd team in the Super Bowl era to win a conference title game with 10 points or less. And Drake May becomes the first quarterback ever to advance to the Super Bowl while throwing fewer than 100 yards in a conference title game. So, 2 weeks from yesterday, February 8th in Santa Clara, California, will be the Seattle Seahawks and the New England Patriots. You've got more sports online at KORNradio.com. I'm Sports Director Travis Krenz.